the way. Listen to the confusion of ignorance. For that which is wisdom belongs to the silent. Are you of the tumultuous masses that agonize for definition? Then of the human babble of voices, can you hear this voice? For this voice speaks words, and all words define nothing. In the abyss there is a path that is invisible, that leads to the garden. Oh, what foolishness to speak to the blind and to those who hear words. Only those who believe there is a path will ever find one. Only those with faith will find despair. And those who despair may come closer to truth. Now you have seen words with two eyes, for one eye will avail thee nothing, though it is but one thing that thou seekest. Two people must thou be, man and woman, either must thou be, and yet neither, in thy heart. Thou must lose to have and forsake love to be love. If thy purpose be steadfast and certain, then unto the very goal be sure of nothing. But be certain that the paradox permeates all. For if thou art certain that thou hast eaten the dragon, and thy stomach feels vast, how much greater is thy nausea if thou cannot digest or regurgitate? That which is important is to know and to listen to words that will enable thee to know. But logic has only the pretense of knowing. That which important is feeling, but feeling without testing the feeling, even though it be a feeling of certainty, is but pretense. For even as disease at either end of a nerve renders unreliable the feeling, so the subject or object of intuition may be rendered erratically. So that there is not one without the other, and together they are being. To know and to know nothing, to feel and cease feeling and become. But before thou knowest nothing, thou must lie with the conceit of knowing. In what bed dost thou lie? Know thou of salvation, of saviors and adversaries? From what art thou saved? From death? Then know all men die, even saviors. For it is only by dying that one knows of life. For life has no value until it is lost. Know thou of faith? Dost thou seize thy mouth that it cry out not against thy ears? To know is to know that which is. To believe is to weave. Know thou of love. Lovest thou which end of the nerve? Lovest thou thy body or the fat of thy intellect? Hast thou love? Or art thou love? Know thou of thought? Hast thou proven everything with worded thoughts? Then great is thy vanity, for thou art caught in the whirling hub of the wheel, not in the seat of the chariot. Know thou of piety? Then thou knowest of right and wrong. And knowing both is sweet sickness that results from surfeit of impiety. But greater still is he that is both pious and impious, and is neither. Know thou of teachers. Know that teachers beget teachers, even as words beget words. And if the words of the teacher are kind to the ear, then the ear hears that which it wishes to hear. Then how shall the ear hear of that which is? For the real teacher speaks neither to the ear nor the mind nor the heart, but by circumstance and acts. Yet the real teacher is not a man, and is known only in that circumstances befall us. Know thou thyself? Art thou the asker of the question, or the answerer of thine own questions? Thou art not the quest, and yet first thou must find thyself. To be the quest, O soul, thou must first be a seeker. To avoid action, thou must first determine for great action. Peace to the wanderer.